This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the midweek edition of the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm your host, Brett. How's everybody doing so far this week? As you might be able to tell, I might sound a little stuffy. Bear with me. I woke up with either allergies or a cold this morning, so I went to go visit my granddaughter Sunday, and when I got over there, she was sneezing and coughing and stuff, but I don't know if I got it from her or not, but she is cursed with her pawpaw's allergies. I do know that, so it's probably that. It's been hot and dusty here in Texas, so lots of dust blowing around. All right, for this week I'm going to be discussing Typo Negative's fifth studio album, World Coming Down. All right, the lineup for this band, same as their previous album, October Rust, and this would remain the same lineup up until Peter Steele's death in 2010. So, of course, Peter Steele, lead vocals and bass, Kenny Hickey, guitars, backing vocals, and co-lead vocals on a few songs on this album. Josh Silver, keyboard, synthesizers, sound effects, did all the electric drum programming and some backing vocals. Johnny Kelly, drums, percussion, and backing vocals. And they had a couple of hired guns, Paul Bento on sitar and tambura, and Richard Tamini on additional keyboards. The album was recorded at System 2 Studios in Brooklyn, New York. It was released on September 21st, 1999. Genre is gothic metal, doom metal. Length of the album is 73 minutes and 58 seconds. Label is Roadrunner. Produced by Peter Steele and Josh Silver. The engineer was Michael Marciano. It was mastered by George Marino. Photography, Vincent Soyez. And designed by Mike Curry and Noel Wiggins. And the album cover photograph is pretty cool. It's a picture of the Brooklyn Bridge taken from the Brooklyn side going over to Manhattan. And this album brought them their first top 40 hit on the Billboard Top 200 in the U.S. They got up to 39, and they got up to 49 in the U.K. All right, let's go over the track listing here. Track 1, Skip It. And like they did on October Rust, this is a joke intro. It's the sound of a skipping CD. And at the very end of it, Kenny Hickey yells, "Sucker!" It's 11 seconds long. Track 2, we have White Slavery. And that's about cocaine addiction. I'm pretty sure it's about Peter's problems he had, which most of these songs are about on this album. Track 3, now, they did some soundscapes on this album too. There's actually three of them total. First one is Sinus. It's about a guy dying from doing cocaine, doing too much, snorting it up, and having a heart attack. Track 4, Everyone I Love Is Dead. and that was released as a single, and that's talking about a rash of deaths Peter Steele had in his family in a couple years before they recorded this. Track 5, Who Will Save the Sane? And that's talking about the screwed up mental health system in this country. Track 6 is another one of them soundscapes, Liver. It's a guy dying from alcoholism. Track 7, title track, World Coming Down. Track 8, Creepy Green Light. And that was originally going to be called Spooky Green Light, but they changed the name to Creepy Green Light. And that is about somebody casting a spell to bring back a dead spouse. Track 9, Everything Dies, and that was also released as a single. And on the B-side of that single was a song called 12 Black Rainbows. But that wasn't actually put on the album itself. Track 10, another soundscape called Lung, about somebody dying of from smoking. Track 11, Pyretta Blaze. Track 12, All Hallows Eve. And that's pretty much self-explanatory, talking about being in the graveyard on Halloween night. Track 13, it's a Day Tripper medley. It's a Beatles cover, and it's actually 3 songs. Day Tripper, If I Need Someone, and I Want You, She's So Heavy. And they had to pay like 75 or 80 grand to get the rights to cover this, all them. They had to pay like $35,000 a piece or something like that. And the record label wasn't going to pay for it at first. And then Josh Silver talked them into it. So they got to do it. It's actually pretty cool the way they do it, where they merge all 3 songs together. All right, let's go over the tour a little bit. Started the tour September 29th, 1999, and they did a small club tour throughout the U.S. and Canada. Then they went over to the over to Europe and did a co-headlining tour with Static X with Cold Chamber opening. They did that for like a month. Came back to the U.S. Took a break. Started back up February of 2000. Did another U.S. leg with Cold Chamber and Full Devil Jacket. And they pretty much toured all through 2000, the whole year. Back up until December of 2000. So they were pretty busy on that tour. Full Devil Jacket. You remember them guys? They weren't bad, I guess. They had a couple of good songs. All right, my thoughts on this album. It's a very dark album. They went in a totally different direction with it compared to their previous albums. Got rid of the sexual stuff and all that. And basically talking about a time in Peter's life that he was having some issues, you know. It's what a lot of their records are about. So like this album for sure. It's probably one of my favorites, but I actually don't have a favorite typo album. I like them all, so I don't even know how I would rate them in order if I was to do that. So Anyway, I'm going to give this album a 4.5. Just for the way they went in the different direction. I definitely recommend this album. Give it a listen. I'm going to play some snippets at the end here. Hopefully YouTube don't make me take them off of there so you can listen on there. All right, that's all I got for Typo Negative World Coming Down. Thanks for listening and watching, and we will talk to you Sunday. I don't know what we're doing this week. I think maybe the birds. I think we're going to do some Hitchcock. If I can find it to watch it. I don't think I got it on DVD. So, but anyway, check us out on all the social medias. Hit and like that subscribe button on the YouTube. Send us an email if you want. evilneverdiespod@gmail.com. You can check out all the haunt stuff at carltodd.com. I'll put all this in the show notes. So, again, thanks for watching and listening. And stay evil, everybody.
Money, brown, I'm crying. Closed my into the pool where it was nice and cool. Nether juice, pickle frogs.